So this afternoon before I begin to actually offer the practice of equanimity, I wanted to remind you of some of the qualities and subjective experiences that we have of equanimity. Just hearing them sometimes can help to incline the mind and heart there. So remembering that we're practicing equanimity in order to have a deeper and stronger habit pattern of resting the mind before it falls into extremes. Resting the mind before it falls into extremes. So where we will tend to rest is in the middle path, not towards the extreme of reactivity, which has two parts to it. One part is aversion and another is attachment. We can react with those two qualities of mind, unwholesome qualities of mind, reactivity. And then the other extreme is when there's apathy, when we don't have a connection, really, a heart connection at all to what's going on. We feel a sense of uncaring, indifference. There's no affect in us, really. There's just a feeling of really not so connected to what's going on, and that's why we can feel calm. With equanimity, we feel totally connected to what's going on. There's an ability to be with the situation, even if it feels extreme in one's heart and mind, but there's no added unwholesome quality that comes up in the mind to push it away. There is just a sense of balance and openness, an ability to receive. It comes into a heart of wisdom instead of a heart of delusion or ignorance. So when we can develop this habit pattern, there's a greater chance that we can see things more clearly, we can respond more with wisdom, compassion, whatever is needed. One of the biggest qualities that we see, apart from all of the ones I talked about last night, there's so many qualities, wholesome qualities that come up in connection with this equanimity. But one of the biggest ones that we actually feel there's a subjective experience of is patience. Patience is, they say, the supreme quality. It's the one that gets all the other ones deeper on the path. And when we can have patience, there's an ability to just wait and not have to do the thing that we usually do, is react very quickly. In India, the word that they use for equanimity is defined as seeing with patience, seeing with patience. So we see, we hear, we experience what's around us with a quality of patience, forbearance, and there's an ability to just wait, not react so quickly. So patience brings about an ability to see more clearly. There's some tolerance. There's stamina with what's going on. Lots of wonderful, strong qualities of mind come with equanimity, which in itself is a very strong quality of mind. So let's begin now again with the practice, going through the full progression. From neutral person, dear friend, benefactor, person we're having difficulty with, and then oneself. And with all of them, with the first four, we will also practice going back to oneself. So we'll have a lot of practice developing equanimity towards the places in our hearts that kind of automatically come up and cause us a lot of pain. So take your time as you wish to develop and establish that sense of balance within you. Balance in the way you're sitting, with erectness but without rigidity, if possible. Doing our best to incline the mind towards equanimity. That's our intention. Letting go of any way that we think we need to be perfect, because it really won't be. There'll be lots of times when unwholesome states of mind come up, opportunities to practice with them. Breathing in and out from your heart center. Wishing yourself well. See if you can offer yourself some goodwill. A little metta first. However you do that, with words or without words. May I open to this practice with patience. Allowing it to strengthen and unfold in its own natural way. Inclining towards trusting. So we begin first with a neutral person. A person we might be feeling neutral towards. Can bring someone up you have worked with before. Usually this person we don't have such automatic reactivity towards. We don't know this person so well. Usually. Having a clear sense of who it is you're choosing. And with this person, what we reflect upon is the basic truth of life, that all beings experience praise and blame, gain and loss, joy and sorrow, fame and disrepute. This is the way it is for all beings, as well as this particular being. Just reflecting on the basic principle of this fact of life. And then using a phrase in relationship to that person. Though we don't know the particulars of that person's life, we know this truth is working in that person's life as well. All beings meet their joys and sorrows according to a lawful nature. This is how it is for you right now. Joy and sorrow arise and pass away. This is a universal truth for you as well as for myself. Allowing that meaning to simply settle in your heart. Breathing in and out from there. Staying as connected as you can to this individual. And then bringing your attention to your own heart. Look into your own mind and notice what's going on in your heart mind in relationship to that person and this universal truth. Though we don't know the exact details of this person's life, probably, we know that this truth is operating for this person just like it is for us. What comes up in your heart mind in relationship to that? Is there a sense of okayness? Sense of distance. I don't care. Compassion. Just know what it is without anything extra. No blame. Just knowing. And using that phrase, it helps you open to whatever's going on in your heart. This is how it is for me right now. May I accept this moment just as it is. When you're done, just breathing in and out from your heart center. No need for any more words sometimes. Just resting in the meaning of that acceptance, that understanding. Now moving on to the next individual, traditionally is a dear friend. Have a sense of who it is you're choosing now. And take some time to reflect upon that person. You might know some details about their life. Some ups and downs they might be having. Gain and loss, pleasure and pain. And again, I'll say some phrases. Just take the principle of those phrases, the basic meaning. You don't have to remember the whole phrase or sentence, unless you want to. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to a lawful nature in your life. All beings are owners of their actions, heirs to their actions, their happiness or unhappiness depends upon their actions and not upon my wishes. You can shorten that, ownership of action. It's how it is for you right now. Now turn your attention to your own heart mind. Becoming more intimate with what's so close to you, but sometimes not touched so much. What are you experiencing within you in relationship to that person? Sadness or joy, aversion, doubt. Know what it is for you. What's going on in your own heart? And see if you can place your devotion of attention there. Just gently. What are you feeling? This is how it is in my own heart right now. Just opening to it, gentle touch of it. Maybe it's difficult. May my heart, mind open with balance and ease to this experience. Just inclining the mind, heart. Repeat the words that work for you. Or just rest with the basic understanding. No need for words sometimes. And now let's move on to another person in this category. Another dear friend or family member. Having a sense of who it is you're choosing. And allowing yourself to reflect on something about that person's life. Some area of gain or loss, or praise, blame, joy, sorrow. Just the fact that things change. And then keeping that person and their situation in view, developing equanimity in your heart in relationship to that person and that person's life. I care for you, but I cannot control your happiness and unhappiness. All beings have their own journey. Find your own way and words, or no words. Now turning your attention to your own heart. What's your inner relationship to that person's journey, that person's life? Is there anxiety or ease? Is there impatience? Attachment, aversion. Know what it is, wholesome or unwholesome. Just opening to it as much as you can. This is how it is in my own heart right now. May I accept the changing nature of my own heart. Breathing in and out from that center place of the heart. If at any time the reactivity gets to be over the top for you, just stop for a while and be with your breath at your heart center. This is the way it is for me right now. Now moving on to the next individual, a benefactor. Could be anyone of any age, or an animal friend, of course, someone alive. Recognizing who this person is, acknowledging it to yourself. Reflecting on something about this person, about their life circumstances. Just like everyone else, they have their own ups and downs. Their losses or gains. Gain and loss arise and pass away. This is part of your journey. May I accept how it is for you right now. Stay connected to this person and your own heart, developing that wisdom within you in relationship to this person. Now turning your attention to what's going on within you. How does your heart mind relate to that person's life, the conditions of life for them? May I open to what's going on in my own heart with balance and ease? May I accept the natural unfolding of my heart. Breathing in and out from your heart center. When you feel a deep rest from the extremes, just be there with it. No need to stir anything up. Get used to recognizing that place of resting the mind before it falls into extremes. Now moving to the next one, someone you're having some difficulty with. It actually could be a loved one. Most of the time it is. Someone you deeply care for. Or someone you don't care for. Have a sense of who you're choosing. And vivify that person in your mind heart by reflecting on what's going on for them. See if you can reflect on just what's going on for this person. Not necessarily what's going on between the two of you, but just for this person. Can you suss that part out? This is how it is for you right now. These conditions in life showing up, affecting your life. May I open to what's going on for you with balance, spaciousness, and ease as much as I can. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to a lawful nature. Now turn your attention to your own heart and see if with sobering honesty you can recognize and acknowledge how it is inside your heart in relationship to this person. Can you put that experience in a larger space if it's challenging for you? Put a lot of space around it. May I open my heart to how it is for me right now. May I accept the unfolding of my heart just as it is. Use your own words. Inclining the heart mind to wisdom, equanimity. With regards to oneself, how nature unfolds within you. And coming to a close now with that individual. And lastly, oneself. Just allowing oneself to remember the particular situation, conditions of your life that you find yourself in, being careful not to go so much into a story about it. But just the basic facts, being with joy and sorrow of your life, gain and loss, praise and blame. The fact of birth and death, part of life. And facing that whole situation of conditions, just how life is for you right now. Using a phrase that can open your heart, give you enough spaciousness to hold it all just as it is. You might see yourself on a mountaintop or in part of the mountain, standing on firm ground, balanced, if that picture helps you. Big sky behind you. This is how my life is right now. May I accept the unfolding of my journey, lawful, natural unfolding, just as it is. All beings are owners of their actions, heirs to their actions. Conditions are just as they are right now. If you have moments where you feel the mind rest in that truth, in the way it is, acknowledge that and allow that rest to be known. Not falling into any particular extreme sometimes. Breathing in and out. And then bring your attention more intimately to your own heart, mind, whatever's going on deeply in there, in relationship to your life as a whole. Is there a sense of moments of okayness? Is there joy? Moments of contentedness? Sadness or impatience? Disappointment? Know what it is for you. Allow awareness and equanimity to just be with that place. May I open to this with balance and ease. And if you can, allow your energy to rest in the equanimity, even if that sadness or disappointment is still there. Resting in the equanimity, the awareness of it. May I be at ease with the changing conditions of my heart. And remaining there with oneself, closing the practice with some loving kindness towards oneself, just some basic kindness offering. May I feel safe and protected on my journey through life. Use your own words, infusing and surrounding your heart, your body, mind, with loving kindness. Peaceful and happy. And expanding that energy to those directly around you. May you all be safe and protected. Opening to the whole room, peaceful and happy. Moving wider, inclusively to all beings everywhere. May you all be happy. May you all be peaceful. May you all be liberated.